8, it's a Saturday afternoon. That means but one thing. You listen to Verum Sports, and this is Tony Rice. I tell you what, unless you've been on planet Mars or some such, you will know that we are massively championing the guys at Kickoff at 3 and all the phenomenal things that they are doing to unite communities through the power, not just of sport, but obviously sport, very important, sport, art, poetry, you name it, they've got it going on, and they are very, very energetic and enthusiastic, and it's always an honour and a privilege to be joined by Michael Wallace from Kickoff at 3 and a genuine, I think, giant of a human being, Teo. Let me get this right. Odujela. Apologies if that's wrong.
It's Teo Odulaja.
Perfect. I'll tell you what, you do such
way to attempt it. A lot of people don't. So
I do my best. Anyway, Teo is from Summer Madness. They work in a partnership because not only is it kickoff at 3, they've got the ability to be fluid. And tip-off at 3 is coming to Edmonton Leisure Centre. November 10th, we'll talk all about it. But first and foremost, gentlemen, welcome to Verum Sports. Good morning to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, top man.
Tony, you know, as always, thank you for having me, the team, and all those that are part of the journey. We are humbled and thank you once again.
Hey, listen, for me, I'm honoured to have you in our studios. And I've got to tell you what, just kicking things off before we leap almost Kobe Bryant style into the basketball future, just want to go back just a few short days, really. Michael, it was phenomenal for me to be a small part of your awesome kind of 2019 project planning meeting that was last Monday now. What really struck me, I've always been super impressed with the energy, the ethos of Kickoff at 3, but it really seems now that you've got it in blueprint form, and that means that it's repeatable, it's very tight, and that's always, you channel and infuse that energy and enthusiasm and spirit with a real focused kind of strategy, you're onto a winner. Just tell us a little bit more about the actual blueprint itself.
Well, actually, as you know from the meeting that was held on Monday the 15th of October, it's about bringing like-minded individuals together, all wanting to achieve the same things. And we've now evolved from a blueprint. We actually call it a formula because we're evolving, so we need to have a formula that creates that energy, continues with that, and that legacy. And you know, we started off with the football, and that is our main project for 2019. Yeah. But as you know, there's more to come with the basketball. But it's about, as I said, it's about creating that family. Like you heard in the meeting, we're all doing some great things in our own little community, but there's no linking up nationally and everybody working to the same formula.
Do you know what? I love what you did there. But it kind of it is a head-scratcher because it seems so obvious, doesn't it? As you rightly say, so many people with goodwill, good ideas, but kind of not working as one, as a system. And you just think, well, goodness me, if we put it all together, we're compounding the goodness. So, again, that was so key coming through. Tell me a little bit, because I think this is ever so crucial, about some of the amazing partners, and not just Summer Madness, but many others, that are really part of this winning formula.
Well, where can I start? Let's first start with the Black Police Association that, since 2016, when we came up with the idea, myself and Ashley, they have been champion supporting us. So they are our key partners and supporters of what we're doing. So a big thank you to them for believing in what we're doing. But along the way, as well as meeting others that you'll hear from very shortly, but we have the REF that have taken a keen interest in what we're doing and been supporting us. They are one of our sponsors in the final. We also have just recently St Albans Football Club, who's local here in the community of Hertfordshire, who's taken an avid interest in what we're doing and trying to achieve. We've got Wolf Wanderers Football Club down in South London. You know, this as you know, this is just not just local. This is
national,
pan London, national.
Hey, Vancouver's in there and thereabouts.
Yeah, we've got Vancouver really much interested. So we've gone international. What we're doing this actually, I'll be, shall I say, be shot if I didn't, you know, remember everybody. So it's everybody. They know all they are. They know who they are. Shall I say that is on that journey? You know, I can't forget the Voice newspaper.
Absolutely.
Yourselves, Radio Verulam, who have been supporting what we're doing. There's so many people that have been behind what we're doing, seeing it, believed it, and just want to be a part of it and contribute in it any way which they can.
And it is, as I've always said, a force for good and a really powerful formula. One thing I love about it as well is that, again, whoever takes this up, as it builds, as you say, not just across the country, but potentially across the world, following that formula, is that there's always going to be an element of charity support. And I tell you what, Michael, personally, I'm sure everybody in the room felt it, but when the guys from the ACLT spoke, so from the heart, as you always mention, about the, you know, the DeGale link and all of that stuff, it was so powerful, so potent. So once again, it's, you know, uniting communities, supporting a charity, and that's that charitable support component, and they do great things with the Ollie Foundation too, is literally one of the chemicals within the formula.
Yes, and that is it. And I think it's quite important as well, and I'm sure Tao will touch on when you speak with him, about as much as you grow as a family, and there's a danger you could lose that ethos. So it's very important we keep tight. Don't forget what we're doing, because you could get caught up in that madness. Pardon the pun, Tao.
often used, believe me.
You know, getting caught up in the madness, and you then lose focus, you lose track as much as you've grown of what actually created the core of what you're doing. And then in turn, it could be diluted.
Sure thing.
So we're quite, it's got to be strategic. And we're quite, myself, Ashley, people that we're working along with, you know, journey, people like Tao's coming to the frame with the basketball. It's quite important. This is about our young people. Because let's not forget, for whatever form charity, the key factor here is through young people losing their lives.
I was really struck this week when he tweeted about the, you know, just this very week, and it's almost, you're going to find it all the time, aren't you? Another person falling foul of it. But at the end of the day, that is our world. But it's only through strategies and, you know, the powerful organisations working together as a system that we'll ever, ever get closer to eradicating this. Hope and pray. Anyway, Tao, I want to introduce you now to the show. First and foremost, tell me a little bit more about kind of Summer Madness, what it's all about, and how you guys linked up with Kickoff at 3.
Well, often you hear the world is a small place. It really is. I think I'll start with myself. So I used to be a former football player. Again, born in the UK, grew up in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. My dad was Nigerian, my mum English. You sort of see life from a slightly different perspective. Again, poverty all around you and
so on.
Keeps you humble, keeps you grounded, keeps your sort of feet on the ground, so to speak. Gave it up at the age of about, I think I was nearly 17, witnessed quite a horrific injury on a school friend, decided I wasn't going to kick a ball again. And I was actually pretty good at it, to be fair, just an energetic boy. Didn't do a lot. In the space of about a year, year and a half, started heading down the wrong path, so to speak, trying to fit in with the cool kids at school. Mm. Unfortunately, a trend we see far too often with young people, the cool ones are often the ones that seem to bunk off class, talk back to the teacher, just generally not give the respect and approval they need to as up-and-coming young people. Got into trouble. Nothing too major, but I was always the one that got caught. Something I'm actually very grateful on. Now I look back at it because it gave me that wake-up call. Just putting my mum through. Again, my dad at the time was in Nigeria. It was just myself and my mother. And seeing what she was going through made me sort of hit that crossroads, so to speak. Thankfully, I was able to discover basketball 3 months before my 18th birthday. I remember I was walking around, we'd just moved to a new area, which was Hendon. Was walking around, exploring, came across a guy shooting a ball. stood there and I couldn't comprehend it. I'd never seen this sport, didn't know it was called basketball.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's a metal rim and a guy sort of standing there and watched for a while, and he invited me over, and he was older than me. Said, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm playing basketball. I said, what's basketball? He said, trying to shoot the ball through the hoop. I said, why don't you kick it through? He said, that's football. Again.
We only know what we know.
This is it. So he said, oh, do you want to go? I had a go. Again, I was awful, really awful. He invited me back, I think, 2 days on. Short story, he's, till this day, one of my best friends.
Nice.
We share the same birthday. He's 4 years older than me.
Small world syndrome again.
There you go. But everything happens for a reason, so to speak. And he sort of mentored me and obviously spent a lot of time in the outdoor park.
Yep.
I played outside for about 3 years doing all the tricks, the slam dunks and whatever, and then discovered there's an actual competitive indoor side of it, which we know as obviously your NBA and Eurobasket and so on. Got into that and never looked back. For me personally, as my general outlook on life, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a friend. Better still, I'm a proud man in today's society, which I feel is hard to be. The way I see life is, if I could put both my arms out and give the entire world a hug, I would, because it's needed.
Amen.
And it's taken me a long time to find my calling in terms of how can I give back to the world, so to speak.
What's really, really powerful about the message is, I mean, so many things. But first and foremost, the thing that strikes me is that, again, you know, talking to Michael and getting to know him, as I've done and been very lucky to do over recent months, is that everything to do with this kickoff at Three Project and everybody involved who's been drawn in, it's zero ego, people.
Good.
There's no ego involved in this. It's, you know, there is a bigger project that it needs hard work, and we're all realistic about it. But once again, that kind of humility and appreciation for all the slings and arrows of your journey really hit me very powerfully there. So thank you for
being so kind. Thank you. I mean, I think something we see far too often, again, in this day and age, which I'm not a big fan of, is too many individuals, too many brands are trying to manipulate things for their own own gain, personal gain, often financial.
Yes.
It's the wrong reasons. And as a result, there are so many generations, younger generations, that are suffering as a result. I'll give you a perfect example without stating any names. Going back to sort of 90s when I got into basketball, basketball was on telly. It was on Channel 4. It was on Sky.
Well, this was the Jordan era, wasn't it?
Correct. But even English basketball was on telly. I remember going to McDonald's with a sponsor when it was called the Budweiser League.
Okay.
Still the BBL, but it was the Budweiser League sponsor with McDonald's. And tickets would be given out as competitions, contests, through McDonald's. If you buy a Happy Meal, you could win things like that. I remember going to my first London Towers game at Wembley and sitting in a VIP box as an 18-year-old. And just being mesmerised.
Yeah.
You know. But what happened slowly was people started putting more and more in the pockets. The money isn't reaching the players and the sponsorships gets withdrawn. Now there's no basketball on telly when we've got more young people than ever playing basketball.
But interesting enough, again, I feel as though this is also reflected in the kind of Olympic level.
Definitely.
Where they've unfortunately had to lose their funding.
Correct.
And this is the situation.
Don't get me started.
That's a long conversation. I've opened Pandora's box. Yeah. What I will say, though, is that sometimes we have to hit a low to bounce back, as you've experienced through your own physical life. Let's see if maybe just in small steps, not only being a force of kind of getting other youngsters back on the right track, but maybe this will filter up. It's distinctly possible, and that's what we're hoping for. Now, just again, super conscious of time, Michael and obviously Teo too, please let us know the next event, tip off at 3. It's, as always, inclusive. So if you're looking for fun, you can form a team on the day. If you're male, female, disabled, it doesn't matter, get involved. Michael, best way to do so, please.
Well, you can contact us via our email, which is www.kickoffat3.co.uk. But let's not forget, obviously, we've got Shane Sandiford. We've got
Right.
I'm gonna get Teo to come in with it. Shane Sandifer's a part of the Tipple for Free team. And
cool. Michael, again, apologies. We're on every social media platform, pretty much, either as a tip-off at 3. That's tip-off with an A-T, 3. There's a hashtag. You can follow that. We're on Twitter. Kick-off at 3, tip-off at 3. Summer Madness are on there as well, Summer Madness UK. You can find us, again, through personal accounts. We're all pushing and promoting the same thing. It's on the websites. It's just about we do not discriminate. And when I say we, I mean we. This event is for the community, by the community. We want everybody, their dog, their cat, little ones, grandparents, uncles, aunties, because at the end of the day, the ulterior motive with this event, especially in the area that it's in, it's for our young people to stop all of the foolishness and the madness in this postcode wars, this people losing their lives and stuff. Everybody has a part to play in it. Let's come out and let's support our young people and let's give them something to do whilst being in a great environment.
Hear, hear, and you've lived that, you've experienced that, and there are so many others. I mean, goodness me, I think of Watford's own AJ Joshua, very, very vocal about the fortuity to fall into, it was in his case, of course, boxing.
Correct.
But it doesn't
Correct.
Matter.
Correct.
You guys, it's basketball, football, art, music, poetry, it's all there.
As the hashtag often goes, I'm a massive fan of this, it's more than a game. You know, there's a few off the back of it. Basketball saved me. Sports saved me. But ultimately, it is so much more than a game. I've met some of my best friends till death through the game of basketball. Just being around people, you don't necessarily have to. It's not just a basketball event, what we are trying to incorporate. It's about the community. And when you turn up on the day, you feel it. So there's no aggro, there's no bad vibes, because the people, the attendees, the volunteers, the staff, the spectators, don't let that happen. That's not the place for it. Yes, let's compete, but ultimately let's smile, let's bring some laughter back, let's bring that sense of community back into EN3. I say EN as a postcode, you know, and let's move away from what society is kind of paving for us. Yeah. No, there's a better way.
We're breaking out of all boxes here. I'm truly loving it. Another one, again, just got to wrap this up quickly.
Sure.
But hashtag we believe is something that kind of really resonates with me. You have to believe.
Yes.
You have to have hope. And you guys, and honestly, it's an honour and a privilege to have you in studio to help a little bit, because we believe that through events like tip off at 3, come in to Enfield November the 10th, kick off at 3, going global, ultimately baby stepping, we can make this world an infinitely better place. In closing, Michael, just wrap it up, final thoughts please.
Yeah, we want to roll this out, you know. We've got the football, you know that, but we, the tip off at 3, we want to roll it across pan London, getting into different London boroughs, across counties, same ethos. So, you know, those small baby pigeon steps. But Taya summed it up. Let's stop the madness. Let's work together as a community. Mm-hmm. Let's support one another. We want everybody out there, you know, and let's just be one place in a positive environment.
Lastly, for any local businesses, not even local, there's no charge. Come down. We want you guys to come and showcase what you have. If you dance, come down. We have a slot for you to showcase. It's about unity. And together, together we believe, together we are, you know. So everyone, there's opportunity. Just get in touch, reach out, and you might be surprised with the outcome. Thank you.
I think you truly will be. Honestly, you guys are doing amazing, amazing things. Check out Tip Off at 3. Check out Kick Off at 3 across all forms of social media. www.kickoffat3.co.uk is the website. One final thing, you mentioned businesses there. I know you guys never come here cap in hand, but ultimately, this is, here's the reality. All these things don't come together by magic. An awful lot of personal energy, an awful lot of fusion of ideas, but ultimately, it's personal cost to the likes of Michael, to the likes of Tayo. So if you are a business listening, you can offer any form of either partnership support or, of course, financial. It will be welcomed, and they will do wonderful things with it, because, trust me, these guys are deadly serious. They've got the formula. It's a magic one. Get involved. Thank you very much for your time again.
Thank you, Tony.